virtually all Nusachim of Siddur in the paragraph Al Tira appears at the end of Aleinu, yet I have never heard anybody say it. Could the Rav please explain the significance, meaning of it, and why it's not said? E.I. from Zurich, Switzerland. Okay, I found in the Siddur Tzlusa d'Avraham an explanation. This is not actually supposed to be connected to Aleinu. It's just that in the Kitzur Shaloth, in the name of the Sefer Zichron Sion, and in the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh to the Chidor, right, he brings down in the name of Anche Provincia that the minig of the Chosid, Rabbi Yehuda ben Sasson, and was to say these three psukim at the end of davening every morning. This is brought down also in the name of Rav Shlomo Alkabitz, and the Ramaz also, this was their minig, right? And the Taz also says, Odani Noheg, in Simen Kuflamid Days, in Orachayim, in the end of the Simen, he says, Odani Noheg Lomer Bechol Yom B'Shosh Omer Shat Sim Shalom Gimel Psok Psukim Elu. At the end of Shmona Esrei, when the Chazan is saying Sim Shalom, he said these three psukim, and others said that the minig was to say at the end of davening, Al Tira Utsu Eitza and the Ad Zikna. And our minig is to say it, he says, at the end of Tefillah. Now in Nusach Sfard, Aleinu is the end of Tefillah, and therefore those psukim follow Aleinu. In Nusach Ashkenaz, Aleinu is not the end of the Tefillah, but somehow those three psukim found their place anyway after Aleinu. It could be that we don't have the minig to say those three psukim, it's only an individual thing. Therefore, people don't say it, but it's not connected to Aleinu in any way. It's just that there was a minig at the end of Tefillah to say these three psukim.